But let's get another zoom in on the market action with John Treanor, People's United Advisors Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. John, great to have you on the program today. You know, we've been talking a lot about the politics, but obviously within the lens of the broader financial story, the Federal Reserve prior to all of this seemed to be the big factor here. And there's this kind of interesting confluence of both of these things where you're having some Fed watchers saying, you know, this Russia-Ukraine thing could have an impact on Fed policy now as we head towards that mid-March meeting. What say you on whether or not you expect the Fed to adjust its stance based off of these developments?
Sure. I mean, just a few days ago, we were looking for a Fed increase of 50 basis points and then 25 basis points at every successive meeting. You know, you reported this morning, a few major firms are now saying, you know what, we have a cautious Fed. They're probably going to go back to a 25% rate increase. And this could cause the Fed, you know, some of the more dovish members of the Fed to say, let's move a little more slowly. Because of the high inflation numbers, there was a lot of pressure on the Fed to move quickly. This is probably going to cause the Fed to, you know, be a little more thoughtful, a little slower in their rate increases. But we do believe the trend is still going to be up with the Fed.
Now, this is an interesting point that you bring up, because really, at the end of the day, all this does is increase the tail risk here and downside macro problems here. So what was interesting was I noted in Evercore ISI's note that even though they don't expect that more aggressive double rate hike in March, that maybe the possibility of further escalation later in the spring or maybe into the summer in Russia-Ukraine could force the Fed later on, with energy prices perhaps spiking, to then do a 50 basis point hike in one of those late March or summer meetings. As far as volatility goes, how do you factor that into the rate environment and the financial conditions tightening, which is a very challenging thing for someone trying to build a portfolio?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our bond team keeps an awful lot of keeps a very close watch on bond volatility. You know, I'm a stock guy, so I tend to look at stock volatility. But they've been taking a look at bond volatility, and the bond market is actually incredibly volatile right now. You know, what the thoughts are going forward. So there's a real give and take as to Fed policy. So, you know, we've adopted a strategy of let's stay short. We're short our benchmark duration level, and the cash that we raised cash from our bond portfolio last year, the end of last year, with the intention of moving that into equities. We're still sitting on that cash. We're saying, let's hold off. That cash is still there for a future equity investment, but we're holding off here right now. But, you know, the bond market absolutely is actually a little more difficult for us to call right now than the stock market.
John, so let's talk about that cash you're holding. I mean, what will it take for you to kind of put that to work? Is this about waiting for this, as in the geopolitical tensions, to die down? Is it waiting for the Fed meeting come March to see, you know, what direction or how aggressively the central bank moves? What are you waiting for?
You know, one of the things we did was we took a look at past situations like this, although, you know, I don't want to minimize what's going on in Ukraine, but take a look at what happened in the summer of 1990. You know, the Iraqis went into Kuwait on August 2nd. The market didn't bottom until October 12th. You know, there was the initial shock, and then there was some more, more pressure. World War II, December 7th, we were attacked, and the market didn't really bottom until the Battle of Midway in the spring of 42. So, you know, we think, you know, we're certainly seeing a shock right now, but we're not in any rush to put the cash to work. We think you're going to need to see a little bit of a resolution. I mean, I was listening to the expert you had on from Brookings earlier. I mean, this scenario, this whole Ukrainian invasion is going to take a while to work itself out, and we're not in any rush to try and guess how things are going.
Yeah, no way to determine, given where we are today, how this is all going to be resolved. But John, it's good to talk to you today. John Treanor, People's United Advisors Executive Vice President and Chief Investment Officer.